Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about the attitude of so many people today who do their spiritual activities in such a way just to get it done. Well, let's end the week with that thought today. But now, the Jews were still religious in their Jewish religion, and people today, the contemporaries, doing the same thing that they did back in that day, and they're going that direction. So we're seeing that among Christians today. They go to the modern CCM church. Their standards of separation, and you're talking about holiness now, seem to go out the door, go out the window. They want a feel-good religion. Since they're doing religious work in the church, no longer are they in fellowship with those who walk in the light, those that have standards based on the Word of God, leading holy and separated lives unto the glory of God. Now, what we have to be careful about is not expanding your relationship with Jesus Christ, whether it be a man or a woman. If you're a saved person, you should always be expanding your relationship with Christ. Instead, we have today what is called perfunctory. You say, well, what is perfunctory? That simply means to go through the motions, for an example, of reading the Bible, prayer, going to church, doing that particular ministry to get it done. But it involves little effort and reflection. We've prayed the same prayer so long, we don't stop to see if it's even been answered. Perfunctory. Just to get it done. Might be a devotional. You had a devotion. Just to get it done. That speaks of a lack of commitment to the holiness and righteousness and service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must learn the truth of 2 Corinthians 5:17, because it goes along with the passage I just read in Ephesians 4:22-24. And that is, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That is a new creation. Old things, that is the old man, the old nature, the old flesh, are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You see, God never, 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 underline that 10 times if you want to, God never ordained liberty to the old man, liberty to the flesh. That instead is as Jude 4 states, turning the grace of God in lasciviousness. You can do anything because now you have the freedom to do so. You have been liberated. No, your spirit was never liberated to live in sin, to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is not liberty. That is enslavement. My friend, you're either, you read Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 8, as a matter of fact, chapter 6 through 8, and you'll see that you're either a servant unto sin or you're a servant unto righteousness. There's no in between. You're a servant either way. And you must decide which is the best as far as eternity is concerned. Which is the best to be a servant to? And so, we find that today, what is truly desired is friendship with the respectable world. Okay, now this is with the respectable world. See, it still drinks, but it's not drunk. It gambles, but maybe just on the lottery. but not going to Vegas and throwing thousands of dollars away. They begin to lose standards in dress, music, and other social things that to the world does not seem to be vile. Since they don't consider it vile, obviously it's not vile in their thinking. Many people today call themselves Christians, but they show no interest in the body of Christ and the lordship of Christ, thinking they can have the way they want it, they can live the way they want, and it be acceptable unto God. Well, that's placing yourself as a judge, and not the authority of the Scriptures, and especially not the authority of the God who loved us and died for us. Now, let me just give an example. I've had people say that. I don't have to come back on Sunday night to be a good Christian. Well, the Lord says not forsaking, I-N-G, that is there, not there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You could be there. You just don't feel like going, so you don't. You could be at, say, midweek prayer service, whether it's Wednesday night, Thursday night, or whenever, but you don't go because you don't feel like, yeah, it's a waste of time. I remember a lady who's a pastor's wife now in another state who said, I don't know why the Heather's ladies Bible studies. What good's it doing? And I think part of that was because she didn't like going. But I say all of that, and she was not entertained. I find that their church ended up being an entertainment, contemporary type church. And so I can understand why she didn't like that, because she had no fellowship. She had no partnership with true biblical study that holds to the holiness and goodness of God. But having said all of that, these people say, why go on Sunday night? Why go this? What do you have? What we tell God was more important than being in His house on Sunday night. I've had people say, Pastor, I just don't have time to go to visitation. Their children will have a Little League game on the same night as visitation, and they can make it to the Little League game. But when the child is not playing, they can't make it to visitation on that night. You see, they give excuses that satisfy their thinking. But one day at the judgment seat of Christ, there'll be no wisdom nor counsel against the Lord, and they will be saved so as by fire if they are saved. Now, you may cut off faithfulness from God's house is cut off so much that many churches have closed on Sunday night. My friend, if you've got to meet with just three people, He's in the midst. If they won't come, you still meet. You still teach and preach the word, and you stick with it, and you go to listen to hear it, that you might grow thereby. Why would you prefer to be at home watching a television program? Who's going to be the latest, next musical star, or whatever it is, America's Got Talent, or whatever talent it is? Why is that more important than learning more on the things of God, or having the things of God re-emphasized in your heart? And so, my friend, I'm saying that just to simply say this: don't lie to yourself. See, social status, sport, maybe a house, maybe possession, a hobby, but they are things accepted by the non-criminal society as all right. And those are things that take them away from the preeminence of Christ. I've seen that in preachers who want to build their own empire, making themselves the emperor, with their egos being more important than the holiness and exaltation of God. But these are people who will often be more of this world, laying up more for this life than for the one to come. If they walked in the light, they would behave as new creations in Christ Jesus with both ethics and standards. Instead, they are seed on the rock that as soon as the sun of persecution arises, they wilt, and they fade away. So they leave the fundamental church because of 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves. That word fashioning has the idea of not emulating. Not emulating according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now, the former ways, the former things, God said, those were ignorant. Yeah. Those things that the world was doing, those things that this world that were done by acceptable people, you might say, the respectable world, that really see, well, that's not that bad, and has that attitude about sin. Just understand, when you go back, you're fashioning yourselves according to those former lusts, and that was ignorant, God says. Now, if God says it's ignorant, it's ignorant. Every word of God is God-breathed, so it's not me calling it ignorant, although I believe God on that. I should believe everything of His Word. I'm just saying that God says you're ignorant. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves, that is not emulating the former lust in your ignorance. Don't try to make your religion look like the world and put it in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead of obedience to the Word, as seen in this chapter in verse 14, they fashion to the former lust. They emulate. Not fashioning, ing, a continuing pattern in their life. So what do? They call us legalists. They call us unloving. And run down everything we do, it seems like, every chance they have. You see, Satan is a great deceiver, making them think that their compromise is spiritual. Now, the word compromise is not in the Bible, but rebellion is. And just like the word Trinity, the word rapture is not in our English King James, yet it's taught. And the Bible also teaches compromise is sin, because it's on the same level as rebellion against the standard of righteousness, the standard that God has set. And we just want to just go a little bit from it. Not far from it, but we do want to go a little bit from it. That is rebellion. And yet, we just change it a little bit. We put the Lord's name to it, so it'll make us feel good about it. Well, my friend, putting the Holy God's name to it is a greater sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.